Can you make money renting out houseplants? Well, this is fun. We talked about renting out kitchenware recently. I think that was, a couple of weeks ago? Cookware, kitchenware. Today, listener question about, can your living room jungle become a revenue stream? If you are a plant person, decor trends cycle, but plants never really go out of style. Lately, they've gone mainstream. Everybody's into plants, right? TikTok has helped with that. And then big cities already have like these full-scale plant staging companies for hotels and office lobbies. So that's a business model we could talk about some other time. But today, what about a smaller boutique approach, renting a handful of rare plants to stylists, photographers, event planners, perhaps? Today's caller, Sophia, she has a collection. Let's discover if she, and maybe anybody with a thriving plant shelf, can turn that interest into a side income. Detailed question from Sophia and my answer right after this.
I never thought my hobby would turn into a business idea, but here we are. I'm Sophia, based in Santa Fe, and over the years, I've built up a personal jungle of rare and eye-catching plants, giant fiddle-leaf figs, wild succulents, you name it. And recently, people have been asking if they can rent them for weddings, photo shoots, influencer projects. That got me thinking, is there actually a market for renting out rare or decorative plants? Or is this just a niche curiosity? And what would it take to turn it into a real profitable side hustle?
Well, anything is possible, Sophia. It's certainly worth trying. I guess it probably depends on your market. Like, is your market big enough? Are you able to connect with people who are interested? Let's see who we talked about here. Weddings, photo shoots, influencer projects, stylists. I mean, do you know those people? Do you have connections there? You might want to start with that. Maybe just send a little direct message to 5 local planners and photographers. Ask what they currently pay florists or staging companies for greenery. And if one or two is like, I'd be interested in trying this, well, there you have a proof of concept. And I would start with like a micro inventory, maybe just a few items, some hero plants, let's call them, like these big fiddle leaves or big monsteras, palm trees. Maybe you rent those for $75 to $125 per event. Maybe there's some accent plants, tabletop succulents and so on. Maybe there's some bundles. I wouldn't spend too much time putting these packages together, but I would have a couple of packages. And then, of course, you want to think about how do you protect the assets? You know more about that than I do, but maybe a refundable damage deposit would be important. And then drafting a simple rental agreement that covers damage, light pickup, plant health. Keep it really simple. One page is fine. ChatGPT can help you with it. And just see what happens. I don't know if it's going to be the biggest business, but it does seem like a side hustle that's kind of fun and worth trying. So let us know what happens, of course. Plant rental is niche, but that's its strength. You're not competing with big florists. You're solving a specific styling problem. Listeners, let me know what you think. And if you have a question, sidehustleschool.com, every single episode there, more than 3,100. They're all available for streaming on the site or for download. You can also access new episodes every day through Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your shows. Much more is coming up. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.